Okay, I'm with Dave, and I've been chatting to him about the Radio 4 play A Shoebox of Snow, written by Julie Mayhew and starring Richard Bryars, which is due to be broadcast in September, and is all about the objects that we love because of the stories that are attached to them and the memories that are imbued and a part of them. And he's got an object that he would find it very difficult to part with. Dave, can you just introduce yourself and tell us about the object?
Yeah, my name's Dave Holt. I run a vintage store. And my object is a sort of, I think it's an early sort of 70s hand chair, swivel hand chair.
Oh, and that's the dog.
It's my friend Monty. And I bought the chair on eBay. I think I bought it for £1.20, and it was in Kent, and I actually live in Plymouth, and my parents live in Brighton, so I persuaded my mother to drive from Brighton to Kent in her car, on her own, actually. She's about 60-something. I feel a bit guilty now. Manhandle it into the car and then take it home again. And then they had to sort of come down to visit me with the chair in the car and the dog and all their normal stuff. So it's had a bit of a journey back down here.
And the transport cost a lot more.
And the transport, yeah. And also the fact the chair was completely sort of wrecked when I got it, which is probably why it was £1.20. But
yeah.
I've now had one of my people I work with start recovering it for me. And it's been in the vintage shop for about a week now.
Can you just describe it, actually, for people?
It's kind of like you can imagine sitting in someone's hand. It sort of has, the back of it is made up of three fingers, and then you've got a sort of armrest, which is a thumb and a sort of another finger bent backwards. And it's incredibly comfortable as well, and it swivels around.
Yeah.
It's like I can live in this chair.
You've got a bit of a chair thing going on, though, haven't you? A bit of a chair fetish.
I do have a bit of a chair thing. I like kind of old sort of 70s. I've got some Robin Day sort of cheese chairs and an old Chesterfield chair, which I would none of them I'd ever part with. So this chair will never leave my...
Is this your ultimate favourite?
It is. Unfortunately, my wife won't really allow it in the house because she doesn't share my fondness for it. So the best I've got at the moment is in the shop where I get to sit on it, although some of the staff are trying to commandeer it as, as their chair.
and customers are offering you price to buy it.
Yeah, it's been here. I think we reopened the store about a week ago when the chair came in, and four people apparently have tried to buy it so far. So...
Would you ever sell it?
I wouldn't sell it because I really like it. It's very comfortable, and I intend to keep it forever.
Yeah, and what if I said, okay, go on though, £1,000, obviously way more than...
I probably wouldn't. My wife would.
Yeah. You've got to watch no one offers her.
Exactly, yeah. I have to keep an eye on it. But yeah. No, I wouldn't sell it. I wouldn't sell it.
Because it's completely unique.
Yeah, I've got a place in the house where I'm sort of imagining it will be, and I'll be sitting there next to the fire in my hand chair, you know,
when
very
you're 80.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
If I live that long.
Yeah. Great. Thanks very much, Dave.
Okay.